Funny Willis, Nathan Wade expected to be subpoenaed for alleged affair, financial ties. By Bradley J. on January 25, 2024. Fulton County District Attorney Funny Willis and Nathan Wade. The special prosecutor and alleged paramour hired by Willis in her criminal case against Donald Trump are among those expected to be subpoenaed after allegations the two have carried on an affair. Wade and a former and current law partner have been told to expect a subpoena to testify at a hearing next month regarding allegations of inappropriate financial ties amid an alleged affair between Wade and Willis, CNN reports. Willis also is expected to be subpoenaed. The Fulton County judge overseeing Willis's election interference case against Trump called for the February 15 hearing to address claims by Mike Roman, one of Trump's co-defendants, that Willis and Wade engaged in an improper romantic relationship and that she mishandled public money. Roman's attorney told CNN, "I think the real issue here is not this relationship. I think it's more about the impropriety of having him on the team and having him present this to the grand jury and the conflict of interest in the appearance of impropriety." Roman has argued the case should be dismissed due to the clear conflicts of interest he alleges. Regardless of the results of the hearing, the allegations against Willis and Wade are the latest distraction in their case against Trump and his co-defendants. The list of those alleged improprieties is lengthy and begins in 2021 when Willis hired Wade. The day after Wade signed his lucrative contract with Willis, he filed for divorce from his wife. Wade then paid for at least two plane trips for himself and Willis, according to bank statements revealed in his ongoing divorce case. Willis compensated Wade an hourly rate higher than what she paid the state's best credentialed prosecutor on the type of case she has brought against former President Donald Trump. As Breitbart News previously reported, while John Floyd's expertise with RICO cases is extensive, Wade's prior experience does not show any expertise relevant to the case against Trump and much less justifies his higher fee. His prior experience includes working in private practice as a trial attorney on contract disputes and family law and as a municipal judge dealing with traffic tickets. Roman's filing says that Wade has never prosecuted a felony RICO case, and he was unable to find any history of Wade ever having prosecuted a single felony trial. Wade allegedly has made over $650,000 on the case, which includes a $6,000 payment for which his office billed Willis for 24 hours of work in a single day. In an unrelated case, Wade was also held in contempt of court last year. In addition to allegedly paying Wade the maximum hourly rate despite his lack of experience in felony cases, Willis reportedly gave significant contracts to Wade's law partner, raising concerns that her prosecution of Trump is deeply rooted in a conflict of interest. Neither Willis nor Wade have specifically addressed the veracity of the allegations. Willis is accusing Wade's estranged wife of trying to obstruct her election interference case against Trump. She also told a church that the allegations against her are based on racism. Willis's relationship with Wade is not the only subject of scrutiny. Willis secretly colluded with Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA January 6 committee to obtain tips that would help her prosecute Donald Trump, and she tried to keep it out of court and public view, using a procedural trick. Recent reports revealed the committee destroyed its records before Republicans took control of the House in January 2023. Willis's actions at times have undercut her argument that her prosecution is not political or vindictive, as Trump and his attorneys have claimed. Long before trial, she made clear she wants prison sentences for Trump and his co-defendants. "We have a long road ahead," she wrote in a November 2023 email to Trump's attorneys. "Long after these folks are in jail, we will still be practicing law." She has also said she is in no hurry to resolve Trump's legal issues before November's general election and made clear that she intends to still have Trump on trial on Election Day 2024. "I believe in that case there will be a trial. I believe the trial will take many months," she told the Washington Post's Global Women's Summit. "And I don't expect that we will conclude until the winter or the very early part of 2025. Additionally, she was criticized for hosting a fundraiser for a Democratic candidate running against one of the investigation's potential targets. "It's a what are you thinking? Moment," Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney said in a July 2023 hearing. "The optics are horrific." Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter @BradleyJ.